The homily message today is going to be very simple, my brothers and sisters. As we look at the readings today, we see the word belief over and over and over again. The first reading says that the community of believers, right? They say community of community of those who attend. The church is known as a community of believers. Belief is the essential element of being church. The invitation of belief in Jesus Christ and what he has done, and then therefore being able to enter into that grace, to enter into redemption, to have our sins forgiven us, to be reconciled with our Heavenly Father, and then filled with the Holy Spirit. This is what makes church, church. It is our belief into Jesus Christ. And I say into, you're like, what are you talking about, Father? That's weird to say into. You are entering into relationship with the one who has suffered and died for you. You're entering into relationship with the one who speaks and reveals the Father. And in so doing, and entering into relationship with him, you enter into his death, so that we enter into his life, and we become one. It says the community of believers were of one mind and one heart. We can see concretely that the effect that this had. That the community was not one because they were all Chiefs fans and the Chiefs just won the Super Bowl. Hey, so all of the Chiefs fans in Jerusalem all gathered together in the upper room. No. No, my brothers and sisters. It is not something so passing that unites the church. It is belief in Jesus Christ. Again, I say it's a simple message. Because the reality is that we can fall into the habit of church, and we have these expectations of church and a checklist of church, and legitimately church does certain things. This church community feeds those who are hungry. On the fourth Thursday of every month, the food kitchen. We do something concrete and tangible. But the feeding of the poor does not make us church. Do you understand? It's what church does. It is an expression of who we have become as members of the body of Christ. In believing him, the body of Christ feeds those who are hungry. But feeding the hungry does not make us church. I'm not just playing on words here, my brothers and sisters. This church community educates those who are in need of education. Anyone? You have to be really PC when you say those who are, you say ignorant, and you're like, what? I'm offended. It's like, no, I mean, it's just you don't know, right? Right? And I didn't want to call all of our students, you know, that in our school. But we are educating those who do not know certain things, right? We're educating. The church, the body of Christ, educates. It informs. It teaches the truth. And that is manifest in our school. But having a school does not make us church. The things that we do as a parish are things that are an expression of what church does. We even come together just to socialize, to be together, to get to know each other, to listen to music, to have some fun, to eat some food, ice cream social. That's what church does. But it does not make us church. Church comes from belief in Jesus Christ. The invitation for us to enter into that communion of life and love with him, and therefore be changed and to be made one. You know, my brothers and sisters, this should be a great relief for us, right? Why? Because we can get this mindset of all the effort that we need to do to make ourselves a church. All the things that we need to do in order to unite us, to form us anew, to bring us together, right? All of the old ladies negotiating like, well, whose grandson is going to marry whose granddaughter, right? In order to solidify the bonds of this church community, right? Grandmas, don't be burdened by that. It's not marriage that makes us one as church. It is belief in Jesus Christ. It is entering into communion with Him and the communion with Him that draws us together. I've had the opportunity in my life to travel around the world and to be a part of the Catholic Church in places where I don't speak the language. But to be absolutely welcomed, to be absolutely at home in churches all across the world. Why? Because my belief in Jesus Christ makes us one. In Japan, in the Philippines, one of the most beautiful moments was in Cebu, Philippines. They have a basilica of the Santo Niño, of the Christ Child. It's a famous basilica. We showed up, me and some of my buddies, on a Friday at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They just finished noon mass. People were leaving. They were taking their handkerchiefs out of their pockets and they were wiping the dew off the statues and blessing themselves and going to bring it home and bless their families at home and all these things. And there was like 12 boys who were from the age of like 8 to like 14 who were practicing doing the procession down the middle aisle. You would think they were soldiers at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Washington, D.C. with such precision and such respect and reverence, and they were practicing over and over. The older boys were like, all right, do it again. No, no, do it again. No, hands the wrong way. Do it again. And it was church. And I was home. In a country I didn't know. It looked like none of the other people that were there. And yet I was home. I was one with them because of Jesus. We are one because of Jesus, my brothers and sisters. And so one, the burden, the relief is gone from us. We don't have to create church. God creates church. Because if we created it, it would last 5 years, 15, 50. You know, you set up the board and the not-for-profit and the corporation status and all these things, maybe 50 years. Get ourselves in the stock. Well, I guess if you're not-for-profit, you can't really sell stock, can you? Anyway. The burden's not on us. It is Jesus that makes His church, who forms His church. But that is also the flip side of that, my brothers and sisters. If we have not entered in, if we have not entered into that relationship with the Lord, if we have not made the faith our own, if the faith that we're carrying is simply the faith of our parents that has somehow been transferred to us and we're operating in their faith in Jesus Christ, it's not enough. I've said this before, it's a cute thing. I don't like saying cute things. If you know me, I don't like cute phrases. God has no grandchildren, my brothers and sisters. God has no grandchildren. He only has sons and daughters. And so you cannot operate in the faith of your parents or the faith of your grandparents. The faith in Jesus Christ must be your own. You must make it your own. The invitation for you to believe, to enter in, to believe, to enter into that communion of life and love where you are reconciled with the Father and that the Holy Spirit can be alive and active in your life, in your heart. This is the invitation. The attempt, my brothers and sisters, this invitation of faith calls for us to die, right? It calls for a dying in ourselves. And this is the hard part. Because a lot of times people just want to show up, check off the box, do the thing, and we're church. I hate saying it, but just because you put contribution in the plate doesn't mean that you're a part of the church. Please continue to put it in the plate. But do you understand what I'm saying? There's a greater gift for you here. There's a greater gift for you here. And what we see is that when the community, and praise the Lord in the Acts of the Apostles, this is their first experience of church like this, right? They are a community of believers. It's a first generation of believers. There is no other way that you're a part of this community unless you come to believe. And because of this, what do we see? We see radical, my brothers and sisters, radical generosity happening here. Some scripture scholars will say, well, it's because they anticipated Jesus coming back at any time that people were so willing to sell their houses, right? And maybe there's some truth in that. But what we see is radical generosity and support and care for each other because they are all believers. And so the beautiful thing for us is if we focus on the first things first of what makes us church, my brothers and sisters, then the communion that we will experience not only with God, but with each other will come forth from that reality. We won't have to work and make this huge effort to be united in Jesus Christ. We will be united in Jesus Christ. And so the invitation, I said, it's a simple message. The invitation is for us to understand what makes church church. The burden's not on us. The burden is simply entering into that salvation and becoming true believers. It's funny, I talked about the Philippines when I was a student in Rome at the university during Lent. We did this thing called stational churches. We'd wake up early in the morning, we'd walk through the streets of Rome in the darkness, arrive at said church, whatever church it was on said date, and at 7 o'clock in the morning, we would celebrate Mass as the North American College. And throughout the day, at that church, other people would come and celebrate Mass at the church. And every day of Lent, there was a different church that you went to. And so it was the whole stational churches. Are you guys going to do the stational churches? And some of them were closer. Some were a little far away. And you walk through the city of Rome to get to that church early in the morning. The point being is after one of those, I arrived at the university early and sat down at a table and had a cup of coffee with someone that I noticed that had been at some of the other stational churches, and we struck up a conversation, a young woman from Germany. And we sat at the table together and we spoke for the next hour. And what I discovered was that I had known her my whole life, but this was the first time that I had met her. Have you ever had one of those experiences before? I only think it can come from an experience of when a believer encounters another believer. I really do. I mean, unless you grew up in the same neighborhood and you just never met and, you know, these kinds of things. But it was this experience. It was a miraculous experience. It was as if I had known her my whole life. I mean, we spoke for an hour about all sorts of things, about our brothers and sisters in Medjugorje, and the faith of our parents, and all these different things, and all this different stuff that was going on. She grew up in Germany, in Bavaria. It's a good thing we both spoke English and communicate with each other, I guess. Thank goodness we didn't have to communicate in Italian. That would have been rough for me. Anyway. But the point being is that he was a sister of mine, and I knew her. I knew her because she was a believer. Because she was one with Jesus, and my own attempt to be one with Jesus in faith and in love and in grace, we knew each other. We knew each other immediately. My brothers and sisters, this is the grace of entering into redemption in Jesus Christ. That we are drawn together as one. And we'd be all different backgrounds, different last names, come from different locations, different places. Some have grown up here, some moved in here recently. All of these things, we are one in Jesus Christ. Not in our last names of our families. Yet, I have found at times greater communion with non-Catholic Christians than with some of my brother priests in the diocese. Woo-hoo, scandalous, Father. I know. But my brothers and sisters, when you enter into this reality of faith and love in Jesus Christ, when you meet another who is in the same, You know it and you see it. And some of the things that are seemingly insignificant, some of the things can fade away because what we know is the truth. So, my brothers and sisters, enter in. Enter into this invitation of grace and love in Jesus Christ and in belief. Make the faith of the church your own. And I'm not saying change the faith of the church, but receive it. Enter into it. Make it your own. Make it your own belief. Make it your own choosing into faith. That we would be one. That we would see each other as brothers and sisters. That there would be true affection and care for each other. That generosity might flow. That we would feed the poor and the hungry and teach the ignorant. That we would do all of these things, but they would come from our identity as church. This is what church does. Doing it doesn't make us church. When we get the ordering of that right, our bonds of faith and love and friendship are stronger in Jesus. Amen.